News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Today is Ditch New Year's Resolution Day, when most people are taught to abandon their plans for self-improvement. Our reporter, Hugh Keenan, took to the streets to see whether the people of Dublin are sticking with their resolutions.
Did you make a New Year's resolution this year?
I did, actually, yeah.
Can I ask what it was?
So, here studying abroad, so my New Year's resolution was I wanted to be out of my comfort zone a lot more and just do a lot more stuff I'd never do.
Why do you think people throw them in so early?
I'd have to say people don't use SMART goals. I would say people try and make goals that are way too unachievable.
Realize that I've spent too much time on social media, so I try to cut down on my social media use.
And do you expect to keep your resolution?
I've been trying to keep it so far, but I'm really bad at it.
Yeah, I made a resolution to start going to the gym more, and then I went to the gym to do an introductory session, and they were like, oh no, you're not booked in, so I just had to leave.
So you nipped it in the bud pretty quickly then?
No, I said I'd try again today, but I don't know how realistic that's going to be, because I'm kind of cold and I don't really want to go.
Hugh Keenan reporting there. I love that. Didn't even make the first gym session. Dr. Sabrina Brennan, a health psychologist, neuroscientist and author, joins us. What is it about? Is it the 17 days or is it the Friday that calls people to fall off the wagon, do you think?
I just think it's actually your vox pop there was spot on. Yeah, I think a lot of people, there's a number of things. I think a lot of people make very vague resolutions. So, and as one of the people there says, vague resolutions produce vague results. So, they really need to be very specific, SMART goals, actionable, relevant, and time bound. And loads of people are just over ambitious. You know, they say, I want to lose weight, and I want to sleep, and I want to go to the gym four times, like just way
pick,
too many
pick
changes.
One thing. Pick one.
Pick one thing and then divide it down into very, very small steps. So you kind of get that dopamine hit, a buzz when you achieve one of the steps, as opposed to having to wait 6 months to lose those 10 kilos or whatever.
Now, tell me, interestingly, you're not a big fan of the old show a bit of willpower and kind of drive through.
Well, the thing is, willpower takes a huge amount of effort from a cognitive load perspective. So really what you need to do is try to create new habits. And while habits, our brain is just brilliant at being able to do things without thinking about it, which we kind of call habits. And habits are kind of very easy. They don't come with a cognitive load once they've become a habit. However, creating new habits requires significant effort. And it's the creating of the habit that is where success lies.
Yeah.
But you have to work hard at that.
Does the social aspect help to things? Because I know I was saying before on the show, I Dublin City Council do a series of classes, kind of weight training and strength and conditioning and so on. And I go to them and there's a group of us. And I have to say, I find that way easier than, heading into a gym my own, which I never do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're kind of getting a few benefits out of it and a few rewards. Being with other people is rewarding, and you can kind of egg each other on, and you've made another commitment. So it's actually in a sense, kind of being with other people isn't what we'd call like an intrinsic reward, it kind of makes you feel good anyway. So kind of tagging on an unpleasant new behavior to a pleasant one that you do regularly, or that you just intrinsically enjoy, will help you succeed.
Just finally, do you have a message for people who might be about to fall off the wagon tonight? It might be saying, I'm going to have that glass of wine, or I'm going to have that takeaway that I swore I wouldn't do for the month of January. Do you have any thoughts, any advice for them?
Yeah, I mean, those kind of things, if they're cravings or whatever, I mean, they actually only last for a few minutes. So plan to do something like that witching hour between 5 and 8 on a Friday evening. Put a plan in place to do something really nice that you enjoy doing, and that might just distract you from it. But also, I will say, if you lapse once, that doesn't mean that you failed. It's a journey on your way to a longer goal. And I think that's part of the problem. You know, people lapse once and they go, oh, I failed. No, you didn't. You did really well up until that little slip.
Yeah.
Now start again.
Okay. All right. Good advice. Dr. Sabina Brennan, health psychologist, neuroscientist and author. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know how you're getting on with your year resolutions. 087 1400 106. Now.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.